The popularity of cell phones demonstrates the world's desire for unfettered communications. Wireless connections to the internet, however, have proved elusive. They've been slow and expensive. There is a short-range, high-speed wireless technology that's spreading rapidly in airports and coffee shops. The technology is attracting entrepreneurs who are experimenting on the edges of the internet, and they could pose a threat to the bottom line of telephone companies. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Aspen, Colorado, with its multi-million-dollar homes and shishi shops, doesn't seem like the kind of place that would foster garage-grown electronic innovation. But that didn't stop Jim Selby from creating his own wireless network. He's modified a technology that was designed for very short-range wireless connections and has made it available to most of Aspen. Selby arrived in Aspen as a ski bum, but decided he wanted to stay and seized on the internet as a better source of income than waiting tables. Selby started his network in the center of town on top of one of the old four-story brick buildings that give Aspen its charm.
You definitely have to like climbing up ladders and going up and down stairs because that's all I do all day. Yeah, it's not as glamorous as everybody thinks it is.
Selby leads the way to the top of the building.
And here we are.
He climbs a ladder and pops a hatch to the roof.
Oh, snow. There you go. Let me grab your stuff.
Up on the snow-covered roof, we're on top of Aspen, which is surrounded by mountains in all directions. Selby sweeps his hand across the landscape, pointing out the features of his homegrown wireless network.
There's that house that's the tallest house there up on that side hill there. That's one of my repeaters. Of course, I got these three right here on this rooftop.
Selby has put wireless antennas on homes, about 40 of them, up in the hills surrounding Aspen, so that nearly the whole town is bathed in signals that provide internet access.
I can probably cover 95% of this town with some kind of form of minor line of sight.
What's remarkable about all this is that Selby is sending signals up to 10 miles using wireless technology that was designed to transmit only about 500 feet. He's using directional antennas he calls Ruskies.
It's a Russian military antenna that's a special polarization. These have been very successful antennas for me.
But that's only part of the makeshift nature of this network. Selby opens up a small box on the roof.
This is kind of cool. So what I did here is I used a garden hose to keep my cables dry. This is my sophisticated heating system. It's essentially a light bulb. Creates enough heat to keep this little cabinet nice and warm for the radios.
It's stuff like this that's made Selby something of a legend in the internet world. Providing his wireless network free to users in town adds to his stature. All someone needs to hook up is a small card that plugs into a PC or a laptop. Later, Selby gleefully shows off his signal strength on my laptop in a local restaurant.
Look at this, it's right off the chart. Look at that. That is off the chart, isn't it?
He browses to the NPR website and taps on the newscast.
A judge in Cambridge, Massachusetts has sentenced Thomas Junta to 6 to 10 years in prison in the beating.
Now, Jim Selby's work might have gone unnoticed by the outside world if it hadn't been for Bill Gurley, a venture capitalist at Benchmark Capital. Gurley discovered Selby's network during a visit to Aspen and got in touch. Selby took him for a ride around town, showing off his signal strength at 60 miles an hour.
You know, it turns out that there are Jim Selbys all over the country.
Selby is using a technology that's come to be known as Wi-Fi. It was developed for wireless networks within companies, has recently become popular as a way to create wireless home networks, and is now being deployed in places like airports and coffee shops like Starbucks. It's fast, up to 11 megabits a second.
Wi-Fi, in my mind, is the next big thing. It turns out that Wi-Fi technology is not only cheap, but it's pretty flexible.
Imagine a small town on flat land in the Midwest. One person could buy a high-speed internet connection, install a Wi-Fi transmitter, make directional antennas from discarded Pringles cans, directions are available on the internet, and start selling wireless internet connections to his neighbors at a fraction of what the phone company charges. Or the town could do it for free. Any small neighborhood might work where line of sight is possible. European companies are installing these wireless connections in thousands of railway stations. But there is a problem. In the past, only skilled computer users could figure out how to find and tune into these wireless hotspots. But Sky Dayton, the founder of Earthlink, has started a new company to make Wi-Fi simpler. His company is called Boingo, and Wi-Fi service providers like Selby can become members of Boingo, making it easy for Boingo subscribers to find and use their networks.
With Boingo, you just need one account, and you have one piece of software, and it tells you where networks are, and it connects you.
It will also provide you with a secure, encrypted connection so that no one can eavesdrop on your internet activity, something which is possible with unprotected Wi-Fi connections. Dayton shares Bill Gurley's enthusiasm for the Wi-Fi ferment.
This is incredibly frothy. It's new, and there will be thousands of entrepreneurs going after it. It is really the new frontier of the internet.
Maybe, but there are some limits. The Wi-Fi radio frequency is unlicensed. As we've seen, anyone can use it, and that may create what's known as the tragedy of the commons. Too many users can create too much interference, and the service slows down or quits. Right now, though, no one is quite sure what those limits are. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.